It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
And rounding it out, the 6'6 senior from Liberty North High School in Liberty, Missouri. It is Tyson Caffey. We were up here just a couple of nights ago when Benedictine was able to win their first game of the campaign. Game one of the year, and they notched a W against Haskell Indian Nations College. Ravens are going to have one more home game before then they start a somewhat lengthy road trip here early in the season. So we'll be back here with Benedictine next Tuesday night as the Ravens will be back here in the Nolan. So kind of circle that on your calendar to come on up or tune us in here on CARE. Happy to have you along with us this evening. Big win for the Benedictine football team this afternoon up at Wilcox Stadium. Ravens with a impressive victory over Evangel earlier today. Southwestern, the first team to come out on the court. The Hound Builders in their traveling black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Very simple, Benedictine, the home whites. They are lettered and trimmed in red and black. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it as the crowd continues to filter its way in to the Nolan this afternoon. Our official comes into the center circle, and the ball is going to go up, and it'll be tipped around. Ravens will control it down, and Benedictine is on offense to begin things here tonight. Here comes the Raven offense. Comes out on top. Belt will work his way to the left side, backing into the lane, backing in, dumps it off on top. Timmy squares, pops three, gets it. Jaden Timmy, who did not get the start in a previous game, knocks down a quick three right there. And Benedictine is on top, 3-0, moments into the game. 19 and a half left, opening half. Ball around to the right side for Southwestern. Speed comes underneath, the shot is up, and no good, in and out. We better go back down. Here comes Benedictine. Down the right side is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Feeds it in the middle of Timmy. He'll skip it over to the left side. Tyson comes out on top. Here's Belt, here's three, hits in. Braden Belt for three, and the Ravens explode now to a 6-0 lead. Can you hear it? What? You cannot hear. Okay, I didn't think maybe. Hang on. We have to do this and this and probably pull that out a little bit about like that. So we're going to get a turnover by Southwestern, and Benedictine is going to be coming back up the court with 18:48 and rolling along here in the opening half. Ravens in front, 6-0. Timmy with the basketball, dumps it over to Belt, back around to the left side. It's going to be Ungerschick. Sam with the basketball, and we're going to get a whistle, and the Ravens will turn it over. Southwestern College, Winfield, Kansas, just a little way south of Wichita, on your way to Oklahoma. Here's a shot from the left side for three. It's a little too hard, and Timmy, rebounded down. Benedictine is back on offense. Bell will bring it up the floor. Ungushik up the floor. Top side, it'll come back over to the right to Ahmad. A three from Kimmy at the top is a little bit short. And a rebound hauled down by Andrew O'Brien. O'Brien coming down with a rebound. Goes coast to coast. Dumps it back over to the right side. Gets it there to Pierce. Off on top. The three misses. And a rebound. Ahmad Lewis. Here comes BC. Early in the ballgame, Southwestern struggling just a little bit to get things to fall for them. 2 minutes into the game, and the Ravens with a 6-0 lead. Men's college basketball here this evening on Care Radio. Skip pass comes out on top. Ungushik will handle it. First to the left, then to the right. Look up from 16, knocks it down. Three Ravens have scored, and Benedictine now leading it 8-0 at the 17:40 mark of the first half. Southwestern, Jennings dumps it over deep in the right corner to O'Brien, way off on top. Clark will take it. Baseline left to Pierce. Cooper Pierce kicks it right. Three shot, new. And rebound, Ungushik, and here comes Benedictine. Ravens are running. Ungushik, left side. Ahmad wants to score it, and he does. Four Ravens are on the scoreboard. Southwestern, and Coach O'Brien says, that's enough. We're taking a timeout. Good do it, Joseph. 17-17 to go. In the opening half, Ben Atchison. It's Benedictine 11, Southwestern. Nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Probably a pretty good timeout exercise right there by Southwestern. And head coach Matt O'Brien. Coach O'Brien, 14 seasons at Southwestern. Got a couple of the good assistant coach and fourth season assistant Jimmy McSorley and a couple of one-year guys, Micah Gabler and Avery Sims. But Southwestern can't get anything to fall with Benedictine. Well, they can hardly miss anything. The Ravens are 4 out of 5 shooting the basketball. 3 out of 4 from three-point range. Driving in, little push-off, no whistle. Now the drive to the baseline. The one-handed runner is up, off the rim, no good. Final for the rebound, won by Benedictine. Here's Ahmad Lewis. Lewis into the fourth quarter as we go inside. 17 minutes to play in the opening half. Pass comes out on top to Timmy. Over to the right side, Ungushik will look into the middle, brings it back over to the wing. Kicking it off down low, just outside the left block. Back it in. Tyson rotates left-hand hook shot, misses a point-blank layup. Quickly to feed come down to the right side. The shot is going to be blocked from behind, and we're going to get our first whistle of the game and a foul against BC. 16 and a half to go in the first half. That foul is on Benedictine's Ahmad Lewis. It'll be his first, and a free throw is up and in, and there is your first point of the ball game for Southwestern. Kicking into the game and hitting this free throw is going to be 5'11" junior guard, Seven Clark. He's out of Arc City. Second free throw is up. It is no good. And rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. BC will have it back in. Looking out on the court, seeing if the Ravens have made any substitutions yet. They have not. Still not starting five out there. And up the floor with it again comes Sam Ungushik. At a Blue Valley West High School, making an immediate impact. And here's Tyson Cathy, lobs one in the middle and throws it away. Back up court with the basketball, Southwestern. Seven Clark, who's coming off the bench, kicks it over to Trey Abasolo. Abasolo is a 6'2" junior from Mulvane, Kansas. Here's a baseline three. Nope. Rebound tipped around, and Ravens are going to save it. Ungushik comes up court with it. He'll slide over to the left side, kicked it to Timmy. Back out on top it comes. Belt will cut into the lane, falling away from about 12. That's two more for Benedictine. Braden Belt has 5 and now leads all scorers, and the Ravens extend their lead now to 13-1. The shot at a baseline on the other end is up and no good. Here comes BC. Down with it, Ungerschick. Cuts into the lane. Drops, twists, turns, leans, shoots, scores! Ungerschick! He's got 4. It is now 15-1, Ravens, with 15:20 to play in the first. The feed underneath on the left side, and we've got it up and in! Ding Bowl with the layup. And that's the first field goal of the game for Southwestern, coming to 5:10 to play. Or rather, 15:10 to play in the first half. Ravens are sending a handful of athletes up to the scorer's table. They'll pick them up and they get into the lineup. The shot is up. It's no good. Rebounding it out. Tyson, Kathy in traffic, puts up the follow shot, misses it. Rebound. Southwestern's up the floor. Down the left side with it is going to be Andrew O'Brien. Dishes it over to the left side to Ball. He'll go into the lane, rotates, shoots, misses, but we're going to, I think, have a second foul on Ahmad Lewis. Yep. So Ahmad Lewis in a little trouble here early in the game, and I think you can very reasonably expect him to be one of the guys coming out now with 14:39 to go, and coming to the free throw line, going to be Ding Bowl. Free throw, got it. Ding has his 3rd point tonight. 14:39 to go. Here in the first half in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball. The Ravens are going to bring out Ungerschick, Kimmy, and Kathy. And Lewis. So with all of that, hang on here and we'll spot you some new guys as soon as we get a chance to set them. Free throw is up and good. So Ball will hit them both. And the Ravens now lead it 15-5. Benedict into the forecourt. 14.5 to go, first half. BC will work it out at the point. Shot clock is at 3, shot clock at 2. Here's a wild desperation shot that's up, and it's going to be off the rim, no good. Flying up the court with it, Southwestern, top of the key, driving into the lane, little contact, no offensive foul called. Back out on the wing, it's going to come. Bowl with it, dumps it over to Clark. He'll go right side of the lane. The shot is going to be up off the window and good. And we've got a player coming in after that shot for Southwestern. 14 minutes to go. 15-7. Southwestern's on a bit of a run now. Ravens were up 15-1. It's now 15-7. Coming to the free throw line, BC with it out on top. Ravens have come into the game now with Preston Reynolds and Jake Thompson, Joella Dice, Messiah Dockery, and still out in the game is Braden Belt. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's going to go up and rattle around a little bit, and Adise will have his first 2 today. 17-7 Ravens, 13.5 to go in the half. Cutting into the lane, nice little move put on there by O'Brien. But he can't get the shot away. Raven defense prevents it. Shot up from the baseline right is up no good. Rebound tipped out to Dice. Picks up Belt. Outlet right side. The feed all the way down to the baseline. And did he step on it? He did. Trying his best. Preston Reynolds walking a tightrope down there. But ends up going out of bounds. Back it will come to Southwestern. Southwestern will make an addition to their lineup. And coming into the game, we're going to find Philip Smith. Philip's out of Rockville, Maryland. Come from Florida Southwestern State. Not familiar with Florida Southwestern State, but now the ball's going to be stripped out of his hands and saved out on top. Mound Builders with it, trying to drive in. Shot clock at 9. Turning around, the fadeaway shot. It's up and good, O'Brien. Andrew O'Brien will have his first points of the game. Benedictine's lead. Trimmed again to 8-17-9. Ravens, you know, player defense when they're on the other end of the court. Right now we're going to see pretty much the same thing from Southwestern. Here's a fadeaway shot. Top of the key, it's up and no good. And a board cleared away by Southwestern. Trey Abasolo. Abasolo comes right side to White. We've got couple of Treys, Trey Abasolo and Trey White. A shot from in the middle of the lane is going to be up and good. Phil Smith. Southwestern beginning to battle back now at 17-11 at Benedictine. And we're at the 12-minute mark of the first half. Up the floor of the basketball comes the Raven offense on over with it on the left side. For BC, Braden Belt. Now the feet to the baseline to Adise. He'll lose the hands a little bit and back up the floor. It's Southwestern. Look away pass to the top of the key. Handled there by White. Trey White dumps it over to Abasolo, launching a three. It won't go in, and the Benedictine rebound to Preston Reynolds. Reynolds clears it away, and Benedictine into the forecourt. Besides Dockery running the ball up the floor. Dockery will knife into the lane, push it back behind him. The step and a half above the key, three-point shot. Good, Jake Thompson. So Benedictine knocking it down from outside, and we got a big collision, players on the floor, but it's not stopped play. The baseline shot is up. No follow-up, yes. Zach Hidalgo. Hidalgo will have his first point of the game. Hidalgo's a freshman from Hooker, Oklahoma, 6'7". Ravens continue to rotate players in and out of the game. And with that said, let's reset this for you. Jaden Timmy comes back in. You've got, oh, wait, we'll just wait for the next substitution as well. Re-entering the game for Benedictine, both Jaden Timmy and Ahmad Lewis. They're going to be out there for Benedictine with Messiah Dockery, Joel Adise, Jake Thompson. That's your Benedictine five as we're approaching the midpoint of the opening half. Over to the left side is going to be Jake. Thompson will cut into the lane. Stop. Fading away from 13. Knocks down two more. Jake Thompson has five. And it's 22-13. 10.5 to go in the first half. Little shake and bake on the right side. Trying to cut into the lane. Great Raven defense. Now from the top, the three is up in the long rebound. Off the miss. It's pulled down by O'Brien. And Southwestern's going to keep it alive. They'll pack into the lane. Work it down. Nothing there. Look away. Pass across the floor. Abasolo launches a three. No. And another offensive rebound cleared away in. Southwestern's going to keep it alive. They'll bring it out on top to O'Brien. The feet in the middle. Nothing doing. Back out. It'll come to Jarvis Jennings in the game. Jennings goes in. Leans. Turns. Shoots. Scores it. Jarvis Jennings' first bucket tonight. 22-15. Benedictine. And we're down now to 9:50 to go in the first half. This game moving quickly, and the next dead ball will bring us, Joseph, to a media timeout. So be aware that that is probably coming shortly. Shot up, blocked cleanly. And as it goes out of bounds, that is going to be the timeout that brings us to the break. Timeout on the floor. We got 9:37 to go in the opening half. Men's College basketball in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Benedictine 22, Southwestern College 15.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Big day on the Benedictine campus is senior day at Wilcox Stadium for the football team this afternoon. And the Ravens dispatched Evangel today and moved to 9-1 on the season, 4-0 in the Hart South. And their number 6 ranking in the nation is not in any jeopardy. First team out on the court is going to be in Southwestern. Got Andrew O'Brien and Seven Clark. Phillip Smith is out there. Trey Abasolo. And rounding it out is, that's going to be Jarvis Jennings. For Benedictine, you got Messiah Dockery, Ahmad Lewis, Tyson Caffey's back in the game for Benedictine. Out there also with Jake Thompson and Jaden Timmy. Benedictine on offense moves around the outside very briskly. Starting into the right, cutting back to the left. And the Ravens failed to get a, coming out of the timeout, failed to get a shot off before the shot clock expired. Coach Sweeney won't be real tickled with that. And now the Southwestern coaching staff is saying, hey, we're going to make a little rotation. We're going to take Phillip Smith out of the game. Phillip wasn't ready to come out. Ding Baldwin comes back in. Here come the Mound Builders. 9:20 to go in the half. Driving down all the way to the baseline. Southwest with the ball. Little reverse layup is up and tipped around. They want a goaltending. Not going to get it, but the turnaround off the offensive rebound is followed up and good by Andrew O'Brien. So O'Brien will have his fourth point of the game. It is 22-17. Topside with it. Here's Ahmad. Long three. Well short. Rebounding it off the floor is Seven Clark. Clark will bring it up. Dockery guards him. Dishes down to the baseline, falling away. The shot is up, and nope, but we got to have a Raven foul. If that's on Ahmad, it'll be a third. It is. Three fouls now on Ahmad Lewis, and I'm seeing absolutely no effort to bring him out of the game. Oh, wait, maybe they will here. Free throw in, out, in. So it is good. Jarvis Jenny. Hits that free throw. There we go. Ahmad will check out with that third foul. Also coming out for Benedictine is going to be Messiah Dockery. Free throw. Up and in. So Jennings will hit them both. Your score now 22-19. And Benedictine, who once led by 14 in this game, suddenly now leads by 3. Little pass over to the right side. And it's nearly stolen. Well, there was some great hustle along the near side by Ted Lago. But the Ravens are going to have it back in. They're going to bring it in right in front of the Southwestern bench. Doing the inbound work, Braden Belch. Quickly over to the left side. It's going to be Ungashik. Comes off on top. Kathy. Shot clock to 10. Here's a long three. Yep. Here's what I'm determining about Benedictine. Early in the season, you try to figure some things out about teams. This Benedictine team could shoot the ball pretty well. 8:10 to go, and now we're going to get a missed pass, a little errantly thrown, and goes out of bounds. It'll come back in. Up the floor with it. Oh, there was a huge block by Timmy, and he just blew a guy up that's laying on the floor in the backcourt. Now he gets to his feet, brings it down. Ravens on offense. Timmy cuts it off on top. Gets it to Ungashik. Shot clocked at 9. Driving to the left side for the Ravens is Belt. Belt will go into the lane. Puts up the one-handed shot and missed it. Here comes Southwestern. Over to the right. Step it inside. The 3. Yes, but wave it off. So say a travel on 7 Clark. Okay, his name is Seven Clark. This is not a George Costanza thing, okay? His name is really Seven, C-E-V-I-N. I know Costanza was going to name his kid Seven, but this is not what this is. Or maybe it is. I don't even know. Here's a shot from the outside by the Ravens, and an offensive foul called against Benedictine Tyson Caffey. Tyson, personal foul one, Benedictine. Team foul 5. Now, how about this? The Ravens have picked up 5 fouls. How many has Southwestern committed so far in this game? Not any. A little bit of a head fake from the top of the key by Jarvis Jennings. Ravens leading it now 25-19. Pass over to the right side. It's going to be stolen by Jake Thompson. And up the floor with it, he will come. 25-19, Ravens in front. As we go inside, 7 minutes to play in the opening half. Over to the right side, Thompson. Beautiful little pass and mishandled by Tyson Caffey. He tries to save it and puts it into the hands of Southwestern. And down the floor, the ball's going to be stripped away. And now we've got Tyson Caffey slow to get up. And the official's going to stop play for a little bit. Tyson's walking off. kind of very focused because whatever, maybe an ankle twist or something, it looks like it hurts. But he's walked off the field or off the floor. Ravens are going to bring Preston Reynolds back into the game for Jake Thompson. 6:40 to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, hanging on by half a dozen. They're led by as many as 14 here. Reynolds back out on top. It'll come to Timmy. Backs in, head fake, shoots. Got it! Plus one, Jaden Timmy. Do you get the feeling that Jaden Timmy is setting himself up for a really big senior year? That bucket is historic. That bucket will stop the game. That bucket is the 1,000th point for Jaden Timmy. He came into the game tonight 4 points short. He hit a three, and that has he been 1,001, and the free throw makes it 1,002. Up court with the basketball, Southwestern, 6:20 to go. Around to the left, Timmy was great defense in those games. Ball was out of bounds off Jaden. There are not a lot of guys who are going to play a more physical game than Jaden Timmy. He is out there and he's playing hard every minute. We're going to get a Southwestern timeout, Joseph. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Builders at 6:16 to go in the half. Ravens 28, Southwestern 19.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Benedictine still huddled up around head coach Ryan Moody and associate head coach John Pierce. 6:16 to go in the opening half. 28-19. Benedictine has led throughout the game. In fact, they jumped out to an 11-0 lead. Got up by as many as 14 at 15-1. And then they've seen that lead diminish down to as few as three. But right now they pushed it back up to 9, and here comes Southwestern putting the ball in play in front of the Benedictine bench. Southwestern with it up top. Literally with a foot in the center circle. They'll jump it over to the right side to Clark. Here's this 8-footer shot up. No good. Adese with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine and Ungashik into the forecourt. Comes down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Brings it back out on top. Dumps it over to the right. Preston has it. Back out on top. Back and forth they go. Preston Reynolds, Sam Ungashik. These are two names that Benedictine fans are going to have to know soon, and they're going to know him for a while. Timmy for three more. His team can shoot. Jaden Timmy's second three of the game. And it's now 31-19 Benedictine. And now up a dozen, 5.5 to go in the half. Skip pass over to the baseline left. The three is up and good from deep in the left edge. Knocking it down is going to be Clark for Southwestern. 31-22. Ravens very patient. They work the ball. They don't rush a shot. And again, with now inside 5 to go in the half, this is not a high-scoring game. Timmy's driving layup is off the left side. It's going to be no good rolling off the back of the rim. Quickly, Southwestern to the other end of the floor. The three is up and missing. Timmy with another rebound. Jaden Timmy. Right now he's 3-4 shooting, including 2-3 from 3-point range. He has 3 rebounds. Joel Adese with the basketball all the way down to the baseline. And the pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in at their end. Shot clock at 14 and 4.5 to go in the half. And we're going to get another timeout. Let's do it. These two coaches working with their teams and working on their teams, and interested to see how this all develops. Joseph, let's do it. Taking a break, 4.5 to play. First half, Ravens 31, Builders 22.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Women's college basketball coming up a little later this evening here on Kent Radio. The Benedictine ladies will be underway here, anticipating a 7 o'clock tip-off for that one. Yes, it will be. Hold on, I'm focusing. I don't think so, but maybe. I don't think so. I'll tell you for sure at halftime. 4.5 to go. 4.5 to go in the first half as here's the inbound, comes out on top. Kimmy Kirk's right, starts left, brings it back to the point. Driving toward the baseline, no room. Preston Reynolds will bring it out on top. Shot clock, a 5-3-point shot up off the rim, no good. Clearing it down southwestern to Andrew O'Brien. Coming up with the basketball, he'll push it down the floor himself. Gets it over to the right side to Abasolo. Back out to O'Brien. The feet underneath. Blast away underneath Preston Reynolds. And now we have a foul call. And it is going to be on Southwestern's Phil Smith. That is the first foul of the game for Southwestern with 4:10 to play in the half. That is fantastic. And now looking away, Ravens lose the ball, dribbles out of bounds. It will come back in again to Southwestern. 4 minutes to go before intermission. Little head fake, little shake and bake over to the right side. Smith, Phillip Smith, brings it toward the top, dumps it back down to the baseline, the feet across the lane. Nothing doing. Out on top it comes. There was a near travel. Now the three. Online, but a little too strong. Rebounded underneath. Lobbed out on top. Saved by Southwestern. Shot clock at 10. No. Follow shot. No. We're going to get a foul. And again, going to be whistled on Southwestern. But that was a great sequence downfield. But ultimately, great sequence for no. They did not get any points out of that possession. Jaden Timmy coming out of the game and back in for Benedict, and you're going to find Jake Thompson. 3.5 minutes left in the half. 31-22 BC. No one's put any points on the board for a little bit now. Ravens go right side. Dockery, Zayas, left side of the lane, out on top. The fall away, in and out. Rebound, Southwestern. Abasolo coming up with the basketball, dumps it over to the right side. There to 7 Clark, comes off on top again. Gets it there, O'Brien. O'Brien trying to shake Adise, can't do it. Now they'll feed it off on top, driving into the lane, and as he reaches in, Preston Reynolds picks up a foul. That'll be the first foul by Preston for Benedictine. What is that going to be? Is that going to be the 7th, maybe, team foul? No, 6. That'll only be 6. Nonetheless, it's a shooting violation, and Clark at the line hits his first shot. He is now 2 of 3 at the free throw line and has 5 points. 3:02 to go in the half. One more shot coming the way here of Clark. He will hit them both. Clark has 6. It is 31-24, and we're inside 3 to go before intermission. Benedictine with it into the lane. Shot goes up. Doesn't get it. Little Preston Reynolds had a defender get a hand on it. Kind of altered his shot a little bit. Now here's one from the right side. It's up and good for 3. Clark from the outside. His 2nd 3 of the game. 31-27. And as quickly as that, Southwestern working their way back into this. 2.5 to go before halftime. topside with it. Dockery, he will put it on its way, but miss. Rebound O'Brien. And Benedictine, who started the game red hot shooting, icing down a little bit. Here's another three. No. Offensive rebound, miss. And on the foul for the loose basketball, they get a whistle, and the official's going to walk over. He'll let us know that it is on Andrew O'Brien of Southwestern. .211 left. .211 left in the half. And Benedictine will go to the bench, and Sebastian Hamm will now come in. Sebastian's a 6'1 freshman from Blue Valley Southwest High School in Overland Park. Timmy back into the lane. Head fake. Loses his defender. Pushes it off on top with a three-point shot. Sets sail for Jake Thompson. Won't go in. Silver's coming up with a rebound. Down to the right side. The baseline three. Swish. Trey Abasolo. And again, Southwestern not going to go away easily. It's 31-30. And what? That's an 11-0 run right now for Southwestern. Minute and a half to go in a half. Timmy tries to drive in. The ball kind of comes off the side of his knee. Now Seuss on the floor. Now it's big dough for it. It's going to get away. And we get a timeout taken. Yes. Builders are going to get the ball controlled and a timeout called before a turnover. Coach Moody not really happy with that call. And we're going to take a break, Joseph. Minute 17 left in the half here in Atchison, in Kansas. It's Benedictine 31, Southwestern 30.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Minute 17 to go in the half, and the ball's going to come in front of the Benedictine bench to Southwestern. Ravens have had a lead throughout this ballgame, but don't underestimate how good the Builders are. They are number 14 in the nation in the NAIA poll. They got the ball over to the right side. It's going to be Abasolo over to O'Brien. Shot clock at 7. O'Brien tries to drive in, working against Timmy, rotates, shoots, missed it. Timmy with the rebound. Here comes BC. 50 seconds left in the half. Ungashik with it out on top. Looking over to the left side. Hamm, no, brings it out instead on top to Jake Thompson. BC nearly throws it away and does. So the Ravens with an unforced turnover. 35 seconds left in the half. Builders would love to take a lead into the locker room. Here's a three-point shot missing. Rebound, Raymond. Shot clock's off. Benedictine should be able to take the lead into the locker room and winding it down 15-14. Now 10 seconds to go in the half. O'Brien has it, or rather, Ungashik has it. Comes off on top. Here's a three-pointer. It's good. It's a buzzer, and that takes us to halftime. Off the hand of Jake Thompson. We've come to intermission. We'll be back here in the Nolan, summarizing the opening half for you. At the break, it's Benedictine 34, Southwestern 30.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Jackson here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Good to have you along here. Half time of the guys' game. And Benedictson jumped out in front, took a big lead early, and go to the locker room, leading by three, 34-30. Welcome back, everybody, as we be ready to recap the first half stats. Be aware that the Benedictson women are out on the floor, going through some warm-up drills, as they will have the second half of our hoops doubleheader on care this evening. So stay with us for that. Guys game first tonight, ladies game coming up with an anticipated 7 o'clock tip-off. 34-30 BC in the guys game is, you got the halftime scoring there?
Of course. Starting off with Southwestern College, we have Andrew O'Brien with 4 points. Trey Absalom with 3 points. Philip Smith with 2 points. Jarvis Jennings with 4. Kelvin Clark with 9. Zach Hildego with 2. And Dang Bull with 4. And for Benedictine College, we have Sam Umbushik with 4 points. Ahmed Lewis with 3 points. Jaden Timmy with highest score for half with 9 points. Braden Belt with 8 points. Jake Thompson with 8 points. And Joe Adise for 2 points.
I'll tell you what, in the first half, Benedictine ended up shooting extremely well. I mean, the bottom line is they shot the ball really well. 13 of 29 from the floor. I'd say 45% clip. They were, 7 of 12 three-point shooting and perfect at the free throw line. Rebounds even at 20 rebounds apiece for these two teams at the half. Ladies teams are out of the court, and Benedictine's been out there for a bit now. The Thunder for Manhattan Christian coming out there. Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll return here to the NOLA, bringing you the second half of the guys' game, and then, of course, stick around, ladies basketball after that. Halftime score here at Anderson. Benedictine 34, Southwestern 30. We'll be back here shortly, but right now, back to Joseph. It's halftime.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Your car is a complex field with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken bacon ranch quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the NOLA here in Atchison, Kansas. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up here at CARE Radio on Monday morning, we will have Co-Host Monday. Co-Host Monday is brought to you by OxyFresh of Mocan. Neil Weiland will be chatting with Brian Ramirez, owner of Oxy Fresh of Mocan, and he is an Army veteran, so it'll be nice to get his thoughts as we honor our service members past and present on this Friday, Veterans Day. I do want to remind everybody that, of course, tonight is the night that daylight savings time ends, so you want to set your clocks back an hour so you do get an extra hour of sleep tonight. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no birdie bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Skyway Banks.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Conference, we have some finals in football today. Mid-America Nazarene beat Missouri Valley 49-42. It was Grandview over Culver Stockton with a final score of Grandview 46, Culver Stockton 21. William Penn beat Clark. William Penn had 14 points at the end of the game to Clark's 3. Baker shut out Central Methodist with a final score of Baker 28, Central Methodist 0. Peru State beat Graceland with a final score of Peru State 34, Graceland 19. And in the game that we brought you earlier today, it was Benedictine College at 30 points to Evangels 17.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 41 tonight, under clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 60. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 37. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Monday, with daytime highs approaching 60. 66, chance for scattered showers, Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 54 degrees in Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature of about 50 out there. The wind is out of the south at 16 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 50%, and our barometric pressure is falling at 29.62 inches of mercury, giving us a dew point of 36 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Kautz shortly.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus, where both men's teams have returned to the floor now, going through some warm-ups for the beginning of the second half. Ravens down in front, 34-30 over Southwestern. Second half getting ready to get underway. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, news guy, weather guy, meteorologist, custodian. I mean, I don't know what all, everything that gets done. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Calvert here, and Benedictine has led throughout this ball game. Started off like a house of fire, man. They jumped out in front 11-0. But 17-17 to go in the first half, and then slowly Southwestern started to nibble away at that lead. Benedictine's largest lead has been 14 when they were up 14-15-1. But then Southwestern has been able to whittle that thing down. They have gotten to within one shortly before halftime. Ravens hit a late bucket and in the locker room in front by some 3 points. So we will see how the second half for these two teams shake out. Nice crowd on here. Really nice crowd up at the Wilcox Stadium for football earlier today. It's Benedictine celebrated senior day, and nice crowd on hand. Final regular season home game for those seniors. However, Benedictine taking care of business, as they would say, and an impressive win over Evangel earlier this afternoon. So Ravens have advanced their record now. They are 9-1, last regular season game. Gus and I are going to be with them down in Olathe at the ODAC, the Olathe District Activity Center, and Benedictine football from Olathe with Mid-American answering next Saturday at 1 o'clock. That all said, each team has huddled up around their respective coaching staffs, and we're set to go. BC's been a really long time. Southwestern's been out of the court for a while now. Interesting adjustment to the starting five. Ahmad Lewis is not starting because he's got three fouls. And so coach is going to change out Ahmad for Preston Reynolds. It'll then be Sam Ungershick, Jaden Timmy, Braden Belt, Tyson Caffey. There's your Benedictine five to begin the second half. And as quickly as that, three-point shot, seven, Clark up into good. Clark knocks down a three. And it is 34-33, Benedictine leading it by one. 19:50 to go in the game. Ravens are going to have the ball slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll be put in play from over on the far side by Preston Reynolds. Preston, a 6'5" freshman at Leawood, Kansas, with the Shawnee Mission East High School. Top side is going to be Tyson Cafe. Back over to the left. Timmy cuts to the right. Back to the left. Looking to get it back out on top. Won't. Right side it goes. 3-point shot. Air ball short. Rebound slapped around. And Southwestern comes down with a board and with an opportunity to take a lead. Up court with it, they're going to come. They'll dump it over to the left side. Bring it out to the top of the key. Here's a shot on its way. Southwestern's in front for the first time tonight. Jarvis Jennings makes it 35-34, and Benedictine trails by one, and we're a minute into the second half. Tyson Caffey backing in, twist, turns, has the ball stripped out of his hands, and it turns it over with a travel. So Tyson here comes. Southwestern. They'll start in. Little 12-foot runner up and missing. And rebound to Benedictine's Preston Reynolds. We got a whistle from all the way up on top of the field now. And they're going to call Preston for the foul. It'll be Reynolds' second of the game. So Preston will pick up foul number two. And Benedictine will have foul number one of the second half. 18:40 left. Skip pass is going to come in on the right side. Seven Clark is going to drive in, change directions, keep backing in, working, twisting, turning, shooting, scoring. Now, you look at Seven, not the tallest guy out on the court. Watch him come up the floor. He's not the fastest guy, but I'll tell you what, he is just solid. He is good. And now Benedictine has the ball knocked away, stolen. They'll pick it back up. Here's a drive, the shot, and the charge. Ungershit will have his first foul. We talked about Clark, Seven Clark, out of Arkansas City, Kansas. He played JUCO at Cowley, 5'11". Not a real big guy. Southwest with the basketball, backing in. 2 minutes into the second half, leading now Benedictine by three at 37-34. Here's a baseline shot. In and out. Nope. And a rebound pulled down Jaden Timmy. 37-34. Ravens trailing by three. Again, earlier in the game, they've led by as many as 14. So they've had a rather substantial shift in things here tonight. Tyson Caffey on the right side. Backs in. Pushes, shoves, gets double teamed, brings the ball down. Got himself fouled. Lucky he didn't turn it over with another travel. And they're going to reset the shot clock to 20. That's going to be the first foul of the game for Southwestern's Jennings. Ravens trying to bring it in. Get it in right side. Baseline three. There's the shot. First point of the second half for Benedictine belong to Braden Belt. Belt makes it 37-37. 17-17 to go. Down to the baseline left. A long baseline. Three. No. And good interior position by Benedictine. Caffey coming up with a rebound. And into the forecourt, but they'll come Ungershit. Samuel goes right side. Stop off the block. Look it off on top. Brings it up there to Braden. Belt plays off the screen. Backs away. The three is good. Great Belt, back-to-back three-point shot. And it's 40-37, Benedictine. 16:40 to go. Here's a three on the other end. No, Belt with a rebound, and Ravens up the floor with it. Sam will take it across the timeline. We see up by three to the free throw line from 15. It's not going to go in. O'Brien with the rebound for Southwestern. And the feed down to the baseline left is easy, two for Ball. And it's 40-39. right now these teams have opened up the offense a little bit. Not what Benedictine typically does. And the layup slapped out of the hands of Ungershick will go out of bounds at the Raven baseline, and BC will be putting it back in play. Checking out for Southwestern is going to come Cooper Pierce. In for them will come Phillip Smith. Benedictine is going to also make a couple of substitutions. Matthias Dockery in the game, and Jake Thompson is in. Ahmad Lewis also on the floor now for the Ravens and Coach Moody. 15:55 left in the game. Here's Timmy for three. No. Rebound tipped around, and here comes Southwestern. Little push off in the lane. Those another little shove, nothing doing it. They're not going to call the push, but they say, you know what? You traveled with it. So it's one of those kind of balance it out, can even it out sort of a call. Ravens are going to take Tyson Campy out of the game, and Joel Adinze will come back in. So Benedictine, Jake Thompson, Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, Joel Adinze, and rounding it out is Matthias Dockery. 6:02 here. We've got basketball on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. How's that, Joseph? Snuck that one through. 15:30 to go. Benedictine with it on the left side. Timmy, perfect for three. Jaden Timmy with a dozen now. And it's 43-39. 15:15 to go. Back over to the right side, and looks like Thompson probably commits that foul. I think he got kind of taken off his feet. Went up a little bit. It came back down, landing with an elbow. So for Jake, foul number one. And for Southwestern, they're bringing all of their players into the forecourt now because one of them had gone back the other way. I think a little confused about what was going on there. Southwestern putting it in. Right side, shot up, tipped up, and it's good. Ding Paul has eight. And it's 43-41. Inside 15 minutes of play in the game, these two teams have picked up the tempo. Probably a little bit more than Coach Moody would like. Well, the defense still plays hard. We're getting a lot more shots up. We're getting a lot more points scored. He'd like to see this game's probably a little lower scoring than it's become. And here's a driving left-handed layup. Matthias Dockery flew by his defender, went up the left side of the lane with the left hand, up and in. Dockery hits the shot. Draws a foul on Trey Abasolo. And he's got a chance to complete the conventional three. Takes his time, up, rims out, can't get it. 45-41. 14:30 to go. Here's a drive right side. No, but two shots coming up at Dockery. It's going to be whistled for the foul. So, finding a little more fouling going on here in the second half, probably a little more shooting going on. I don't know that you can necessarily say that either of those things is what Benedictine would like to see, like to do, or hope to see or do. That's kind of how it's gone. Free throw here is going to be up and in. One more free throw for Seven Clark. Now for Benedictine. Into the game for the first time tonight. That is what I think is a slimmer, leaner Hunter Schneider in the game. Second free throws up. It's going to be also good for Clark and the Benedictine lead, 45-43. 14:25 to play. So for the Ravens, an interesting lineup out there right now. Out on top of this, Matthias Dockery. Dockery kicks it over to Thompson. Jake starts into the lane, brings it back out on top. Adise, he's not a ball handler. Got to quit dribbling that. Gets it back to the right side where Ahmad will cut into the lane. Shot won't drop. Rebounding it down is going to be Abasolo. Here comes Southwestern. Ravens by two. Southwestern with the basketball, and we're inside 14 minutes to go now. down to the baseline left. Easy layup is up and it's in and out. No good. Schneider clears the rebound down for the Ravens. Here's the thing about Hunter Schneider. He's not going to get down the floor fast, but when he gets there, you're not going to move him from where he wants to be. He is big and he is strong. Now they'll feed to Schneider just outside the left block. Puts it on the floor once, twice, backs in. Sky hook, doesn't get it. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Southwestern off the board. Builders will kick it over to the left side to Phillip Smith. Now down to the baseline. Falling away. The shot is up and good. Zach Hidalgo for two. We are even at 45. 13-13 to play. Benedictine. Messiah's Dockery. Thompson. The battle underneath right now is with Adise and Smith. Here's a fadeaway from 12. It's up and good. Thompson for two. And we're going to get a timeout. Ravens. Benedictine taking a break. Joseph, let's do it with him. 12:53 to go in the game. BC 47, Southwestern 45.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
It's 53 seconds to go in the ball game, 47-45. Benedictine in front. The Ravens have led most of the game, but not for the entirety of the game. In fact, they trailed early here in the second half by as many as three. Pushed back to a lead, and it has been nip and tuck, and it has not been more than a three-point game any time in the second half. How about that? It'll come into the backcourt for Southwestern. Putting it in play is going to be Andrew O'Brien. Andrew, the 6'7" junior from Halstead. Quickly down the right side, and the ball batted, and a foul is going to be on Dockery. Science Dockery tries to come up with a steal. And it will be put back in play. Raven, team foul five. Southwestern has committed to hardly any fouls. Very, very few in the first half. Only two so far in the second half. And certainly free throws could be a huge difference maker in this one. Here's a little turnaround shot. Rattles on Phillip Smith. Smith gets the bucket, and he's got 4 points now. 12:20 to play. Over to the left block again. It's going to be Schneider. Back and in, back and in, back and in. Turns, head fakes twice, goes up, has his shot blocked, and then he falls to the floor. Benedictine goes back on defense. 12 minutes left. Ladies game coming up at about 7 o'clock. Should be on time. And we're going to get a travel on Southwestern Sting Ball. Ball of 6'3 senior guard from Jackson State. Here comes Benedictine. Matthias Dockery's been out on the floor quite a bit so far this evening. He's gotten 8 minutes in, 2 points here, and they both come in the second half. Kimmy starts to go up, and he'll get fouled. This is what Hunter Schneider was hoping would happen as he was backing in. And Ding Bull is now really upset by the calling of that foul. It'll be his first. His offensive player is working against him. Bull is hanging on the back and leaning over the top. And the official said, no, not going to allow that. That, I believe, is one of the new points of emphasis by the officiating crews coming into this new basketball season. That contact, particularly contact by the bigs in the lane. Hook shot off the window and up and good for Benedictine. Jake Thompson. Jake's got a dozen and the Ravens go up 49-47. Southwestern back down court quickly. BC, gosh, they've gone to the 2-3 zone. Three-point shot, perfect. Three-pointer up and in. And Southwestern back in front on the bucket by Trey Abasola. It is 50-49. Long cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Up the floor, right side, O'Brien kicks it back over to the left. Prima defense getting down the floor very, very quickly. Phillip Smith will start into the lane. Gets a little body check. No foul called on Schneider. Here's a three from the top. Boom! Big shot, and slowly and softly backpedaling up the floor after hitting that bucket is Phillip Smith. Smith now with 7 points. First three of the game. He is 2 of 5 shooting tonight. Ravens will bring it down the floor. A little falling away shot is up and no good. Here comes Smith up the court. Accelerates, goes in, shot off the window, no. Tipped up, no, and Ravens will rebound it away. Benedict's Braden Belt comes down with the defensive rebound. We're midpoint of the second half, and now the ball knocked away from Dockery. Little behind-the-back dribble, and Southwestern into the forecourt. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound off the floor. Braden Belt will haul it in for Benedictine. Dockery coming up the court. For Benedictine again, Messiah Dockery, 5'10", Park Hill South High School grad. Timmy will take it over to the left side, 9:20 to go in the game. Timmy backs in, charge one way, turns the other way, turns shot up, no. Rebound, Southwestern. Benedictine has had trouble scoring the close shots, the short one, the paint shot. Now trying to go a great defense by Timmy, not allowing O'Brien to access the lane. The kick to the outside, the three-pointer's up and missing. Schneider with the rebound and Dockery up the floor. Inside 9 to go in the game. Southwestern leads Benedictine 53-49. Here's a three for Timmy. Nope. Rebound underneath Schneider. Has it taken away from him? Hunter had somebody just reach in and strip the ball away. 53-49, 8.5 left. Southwestern swinging around to the left side. You'll hear the Benedictine fans beginning to get into the game a little bit. The drive into the lane. The shot is up off the side of the backboard. No, and a foul will be whistled on Jaden Timmy as he slid down to the baseline. Looking like he's going to try to cut off the little access there and that's not how it went. Is this our media break? Yeah. Timeout, 8:27 to play in the second half here in Atchison, Kansas. Great finish coming your way. It's down Southwestern 53, Benedictine 49.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Happy to have you with us here on CARE Radio. College basketball this evening, and we're well into the second half. 8:27 remains to be played in the game, and it is a 4-point lead for the visitors. Southwestern College in front of Benedictine, 53-49. Joseph, producing and engineering, back in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Players huddled up around Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody. We'll see who he comes out on the floor with out of the media timeout. And it'll be a little bit of a different look for the Ravens. In the middle, you're going to find Tyson Cassie, and he's going to be surrounded by some pretty fast guys. You got Braden Belt and Jake Thompson out there. Free throws up and good for Southwestern's Cooper Pierce. Again, you've got Jake Thompson and Braden Bell, and then you've got Sam Ungashick and Preston Reynolds. Second free throw is up, it is no good. And it is 54-49. Benedictine trails by five at 8:20 to go. Ravens with the ball way over near the 20-foot mark on the right side in front of the student section. Driving into the lane, changing hand shot is going to be up off the rim a couple of times, but it will not go in. And a rebound cleared away by Southwestern. O'Brien will get it across the timeline, dumps it off on top to Abasolo. Abasolo back out to O'Brien. O'Brien will ease his way out, standing all the way near midcourt line, letting that play clock roll down at 13, at 12. Little one-hand push pass right side, uncontested three, long range, good on the solo third three of the game. And the Ravens in a little jam now, trying to get 57-49, down 8 points. And we've got 7.5 to go. BC really could use a bucket this trip up the floor. Here's Ungashick with it. At the top, it's a three. Nope, won't go in. And Benedictine has gotten icy, icy cold down. Ravens shooting percentage has dropped down to about 40%. Difference in the game, really, Southwestern has gotten a number, a much greater number of shots away. Here's a drive across the near travel, no whistle. The ball is going to be lost. It's batted around. It's on the floor. And Benedictine is going to come up with a steal. Ungashick, quick hands, comes up with the steal. The driving shot is up and missing. Lots of contact and another offensive foul against Benedictine. It'll be the second of the game. I think the foul is going to be on Jake. No. Couldn't be on Belt. Foul number one for Belt. Coach Moody, not particularly happy with how that goes. He's still walking the official all the way to the baseline. Official's going to suggest that it is what it is, and here we go. 6:46 left. 57-49. Southwestern starts to drive into the lane, backs it away, and Benedict is going to stay in that zone. And now there's a big collision. The ball is going to be lost. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. No foul call this time. But they will say it's going to be out of bounds off the Ravens. Southwestern has it in with lots of time. 18 on the shot clock. We've still got 6.5 minutes to play in the game. Fishers are having a little powwow among themselves now down at the baseline near where that ball had gone out. And they're going to change the direction of the possession. They will say it is Benedictine basketball. And that's got Coach O'Brien on his feet. Ravens have the basketball, and it will be Jaden Timmy to put it in bounds. Up before Ungashick. Inside 6.5 to go in the ball game. Ravens with the ball, but trailing by 8, needing to find some offense. And we got a foul off the ball, way away from the ball, underneath the goal, and the whistle's going to be on Trey Abasolo. Abasolo's not a little guy out there. I mean, he's 6'2", out of Mulvane, Kansas. And now Abasolo will come out of the lineup. Benedictine's going to bring it back in play. Upcourt pass is going to be batted, going to be stolen. Shot is up, and it is good. Ding ball just outran everybody to the ball, out-hustled him, got it up and in, and now it's a double-digit lead for Southwestern. 6:06 to play. Ravens have gone to the bench, and back into the game is Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad's seen really limited time here tonight because of some foul issues that he got into pretty early in the game. Isaac Caffey picks up in the lane, kicks it over to Timmy. His three, up and in. Jake Timmy hits the three, and Benedictine exercises a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. They're down at 5:45 to play in this men's college basketball game. Southwestern 59, Benedictine 52.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Benedict comes back on defense. Oh, here's a long three by Southwestern. That's well off the mark. And Tyson Campy sweeps down the rebound. Raymond would like to see a little bit more shooting like that from the Mound Builders. 59-52, Southwestern in front. Raymond's back into the forecourt, down to 5:20 to go. Right side with it for BC is going to be Ahmad Lewis. He will start into the lane, stop. Access cut off, brings it off on top. Ungashik. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 6. Tyson Campy in trouble. Kicks it over to the left side. Shot clock at 2. A buzzer beater. 3 is up off the mark. Campy with a rebound. Ravens are going to reset the offense. Here's Ungashik. Goes baseline. Reverse layup for 2. It is now 59-54. And Benedictson right back to within a couple of possessions with 4:49 to go. And we will have the Southwestern timeout. Taking a break again, Joseph. This has got the promise of an exciting finish. 4:49 left in the game. Southwestern 59, Benedictine 54.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Trying to come out of the timeout. Southwestern's going to put it in play, and I suspect Coach O'Brien will ask his team to be a little more patient, a little more deliberate with their offense. That's what's really going to happen here is the drive underneath. That's not what's going to happen because a wide-open shot was seen and taken by Ding Ball, and he has his 12th points of the game. Ball pushes the lead back down to 61-54 for Southwestern. 4:20 to go. Raven shot up and missing. Back the other way, look away pass underneath. And the look away pass even tricked Jarvis Jennings, I think, a little bit. He didn't anticipate the pass coming to him. He gets it and gobbles at a basketball. Ravens are going to get back in. Benedictson is going to add a little height to the lineup now. Ungashik coming out. Also, Tyson Campy will exit the game in for Benedictson. Joel Adise. And also into the game, Jake Thompson. Topside, Timmy. It's 3. Nope. Rebound, Southwestern. Pierce comes down. Topside, it goes all the way around to the left. Ambasolo has it. Back over to Dung. 3. Got it. Wow, Digbo. 64-54. Ravens down 10. With only 3:40 to play now. In the middle, back and in, nothing. Driving it, nothing. Back to the top, a 3 launched, missed by Ahmad Lewis. And the Ravens shooting has really gotten cold here. At what is probably the worst possible time for them this evening is they're trying to get back into the ball game and can't seem to mount that offensive drive. Down by 10 with 3:10 to go. Benedictine on defense, Southwestern patiently working the clock, running the time, 10 on the shot clock. Ding Bo drives in, goes right, goes left, falls away, puts a shot up, missed it, rebound out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of Adise. But there is 2 on the shot clock. Now the officials are, Coach O'Brien for Southwestern says, that ain't right. The official says, that is right. So for the Mound Builders, they're going to have to get something off in a bit of a hurry. 2 seconds on the shot clock, and they're going to take a timeout to talk about it. We're going to hang on to it right here. I can't imagine this taking very long. 2:56 to go in the game. Right now, the percentage is starting to draw closer. Southwestern, 37% from the floor on 19 of 51. Benedictine is 19 of 45. Three-point shooting, the Ravens have done well. Okay, they're 10 of 17. Southwestern is 10 of 19. Or let me back up. Three-point percentage for Benedictine, 59%. 10 of 17, Southwestern hitting 25% of 6 of 24. Here's the big deal. Here's the kicker in the game. Free throw. Benedictine is 1 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Southwestern is 10 of 11 at the free throw line tonight. That's a 9-point differential in a 10-point game. Don't know if that's what it is. Just saying it could be that. Rebounding the course of the contest, Southwestern has, 30 rebounds. Benedictine has 30 rebounds. Southwestern is on a 7-0 run again over the last 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Ravens are 0 for the last 4. And they're in another scoring drought of 3-10. So for Benedictine, they've scored 5 points in... 5 points in, wait, we are 3 seconds short of 5 points in 10 minutes. So, gotta find that offense. It'll be Southwestern basketball with 2:56 to go. They brought it to 20 on the shot clock, so they did shift to a 20 seconds on the shot clock. Benedictine on defense. Southwestern with the ball. The drive in. The kick back to the left. The baseline uncontested three. Followed up. Nope. But a Benedictine foul underneath. A couple of free throws coming up, and they're going to come on Belt, I think. Yep. Braden Belt, foul number 2. And coming to the free throw line for Southwestern. Ding, ball. He is 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight, and the disparity at the stripe continues to grow. Ball will miss his first one. 2:41 to play. One more shot coming up for Southwestern, and a 6'3" senior from Jackson State. Second free throw is good. 65-54. Ravens down the floor, right side, running layup is going to be up and good. Jake Thompson for 2. 65-56. 2:25 left. And again, I can't imagine Southwestern's going to be in any kind of a hurry to put a shot on its way here. Ball will hold it up. Now coming all the way out to help him is going to be Clark. He'll have 1 foot in the center circle. Drive down the right side of the lane. Shoot the high off the window and good. Clark for 2. And we're going to get another timeout. Joseph, we're going to take the break with the Builders. The 2:09 to play. Southwestern 67, Benedictine 56.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Happy to have you with us here in the Dolan Gymnasium, where the Benedictine fans on the edge of their seats looking for a Raven comeback. It is going to be tough to make it happen, as with only 2:09 to go in the game, they are now down 11. 67-56. And for the Ravens, the shooting has really gone cold. Benedictine now being led by Braden Belt with 14 points. Here comes BC on offense. Jaden Timmy goes to the right side, gets fouled, reaching in to attempt to steal the ball away, Andy O'Brien. O'Brien, out of one of my favorite towns, Halstead, Kansas. Never stopped there. I've just driven through it like 1,000 times. We're going to get a pass underneath and trying to go up with a shot. Joel Adise gets fouled. Adise fouled by Cooper Pierce, his second foul of the game. Joel Adise, 2 points this evening. All of them in the first half. That'll be his third tonight. One more shot here. Joel Adise, he's gotten the game back to 10, and he can make it single digits. That one won't go. Rebound slapped around, and we'll have a foul. Another foul on Ahmad Lewis. I'll have him, I think, now for 4. Yeah. 4 fouls tonight for Ahmad Lewis. And, again, very importantly, we are well into the 1-1. In fact, the next foul will engage the double bonus. So back to the other end of the court we go in for Southwestern. Cooper Pierce, who is 1 of 2 at the line tonight, will be up there 1-1. First one rolls out, no good. And on the rebound, over the back goes Ding Ball. So Ding will pick up the foul. And now that is the 7th. And here's where a tempo of a game can absolutely just go downhill, okay? Foul, walk to one end. Foul, walk to the other end. Ravens are up here for the 1-1. Adise, a moment ago, was 1 of 2 at the line. Front half here is good. Now, if you're a team trailing, obviously coming to the free throw line is fantastic because you got an opportunity to get some points on the board with no time elapsing. And there is little time left in this game. 1:55 remains. Second free throw, also good. Now Benedictine will take Jake Thompson out and bring Sam Ungashik back in. 67-59. 1:55 to go. Out on top of the Southwestern. Looking to run it back a little bit. Ungashik, a couple of bumps. Reaches in, falling down. What a shot. That was a really nice play by Clark. And it's 69-59. Minute and a half to go. Ravens go for 3, missed it. Comes back down. Ungashik goes in, has the ball slapped out of his hands. No foul called it. Now, we'll get a whistle in the backcourt. Foul is going to be on Timmy. And for Jaden, that'll be foul number 3 tonight. And 1:20 to go. Once again, we walk to the other end of the court. Once again, Coach Moody will make the offense-defense substitution. And again, the tempo of the game has just slowed to a snail's pace. Free throw. Yes. So Ding Ball. It's really having a nice game here tonight. Long look at it. He's got one more coming up. Puts it up and puts it in. 71-59. 1:15 left. Here's a 3 for Ahmad. No. But we'll have a foul away from the ball. And it will be third foul of the game by Trey Abasolo. At the line for Benedictine, Sam Ungashik. Taking Benedictine in the second half. 34 in halftime, 59 here. So their scoring production is diminished quite a bit. Ungashik will hit the first free throw. two free or one free throw in the first half for Benedictine. In the second half here, Adise has had four free throws, and that is the first for anyone else. Second free throw rolls in. Southwestern has been really good at the free throw line, where they are 11 of 15. Baseball pass to the other end of the court. Ding ball goes up. Adise blocks it. Ding ball was going up. He was going to throw that thing down in some grand fashion. There's only one guy in this gymnasium who has the ability to get up high enough to reject the slam of Ding ball. And that is Joel Adise. He did that. It was spectacular. Now, it did ultimately result in a foul being called. And ball is coming to the free throw line. Kind of drags himself to his feet a little bit slowly in front of the bleachers on the south end of the gymnasium. And his first of two free throws is no good. Benedictine is going to again make the shift. Returning Jake Thompson to the floor. And we're at a minute 12 left. Second free throw effort. Rims out, no good. Adise with the board. And back up with it comes Ungashik. BC on offense. No time to spare. A quick three. Rebound. Pulled down by Southwestern. Builders coming up with the basketball. And it's going to be knocked away. What great defense by Ungashik. He's coming up the floor with Seven Clark. Knocks the ball away. Clark tries to haul it in and loses it out of bounds. We're going to take a timeout. Benedictine will have the ball in play when we return. Exactly 1 minute left. Southwestern 71, Benedictine 61.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With exactly 1 minute to play in the game, Benedictine will be putting it in play from across the way at the 28-foot mark. It'll be inbounded by Ahmad Lewis. Out of the court for Benedictine, you've got Adise and Thompson. You've got Ungashik and Timmy. Ravens that do not have time to waste. Timmy comes out on top. Get past in the middle is going to be thrown away by Sam. Ball stolen, and here comes Southwestern. Little collision and bodies on the floor. Everybody seems okay, and they're going to say a foul by Benedictine. Southwestern will come to the line with 44 seconds left. Now the Ravens are going to rotate Ahmad Lewis in, so it's going to be Lewis with Thompson, Ungashik, Timmy, and Adise. 71-61, Southwestern, 44 seconds to go. Free throw here is up and good. Clark knocks it down, and that is his 24th point tonight. Make it 25. 73-61. Ravens on top. Timmy pulls up, puts it up, can't get it. Rebound saved by Southwestern, and the shot clock is off. Southwestern brings it up the floor and kicks it to the center circle, and that's going to do it. Final score in this one tonight. Southwestern, 73, Benedictine, 61. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. stay tuned. Our post-game coverage begins right after this. Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here on Cheer Radio as the Southwestern College comes to town tonight and is able to get by Benedictine. Winning it tonight 73-61. Ish, you want to go through the little scoring recap here this evening?
Of course.
There you go. We're
starting off with Southwestern College with a total of 73 points. Starting off with Andrew O'Brien with 4 points. Trey with 9 points. Phillip Smith with 7 points. Jarvis Jennings with 6 points. Kevin Clark with 21 points. Cooper Pierce with 1 point. Zach Hildego with 2 points. And with their highest amount of points scored, it was Dangle with 18. And then for the Benedictine College Ravens, we have Sam Umbushik with 6 points. Ahmed Lewis with 3 points. Jaden Timmy with 15 points. Braden Belt and Jake Thompson with both 14 points. Joel Adise with 5 points. And Matthias Dockery with 2 points.
There you have it. Silver Benedictine. The real problem came in not being able to score in the second half. First half, Ravens win 34-30. But in the second half, Southwestern outscores Benedictine 43-27. And it was a big difference in the course of the ball game. Say what? Don't go away. We're just a little over 20 minutes away from the second basketball game and the third contest of the day here on K-Radio. As the Benedictine women are warming up out of the court, and they will be, thank you very much, they will be hosting Manhattan Christian. Final score, and by the way, we'll be back and talk to Coach Moody, maybe sometime between games. So, Joseph, I'll ask you to kind of keep an ear out. We'll see when he pops up. Final score. Again, it was Southwestern 73, Benedictine 61.
A young team. We won't be, you know, as we get through this season, we won't be able to use that excuse. But very, very talented, experienced basketball team that's been to the national tournament as a group and against a team that still trying to figure out who the heck we are. So tough one to stomach, but, you know, it is what it is. You got to live and learn.
But I tell you what, you guys, I love the way they came out of the block. I mean, they came out fast. You put together a little bit of a lead early, and they did not seem at all intimidated by this bunch.
No, I don't think we're intimidated either. I just don't think I don't think some of our younger players understand just how hard it is to be good in college basketball. You know, I mean, like, I just told them, like, you're – high school and college have really no similarities. I mean, you could be the fastest and the biggest in high school, and, you know, the staffs aren't prepping like they do in college, and you don't have as much information, and, you know, it's so hard to be good and to be really good in college. You have to just be so tough, and I think we got out tough today by an older team, which is disappointing because I think our team is tough. But we got out tough today. You know, and the start, I thought our guys did a good job. I mean, we came out, we put in a 1-3-1 zone for this group. We're a little longer. I think it really, I think we caught them off guard. You know, they were jacking up threes and not making them. And, you know.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 41. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 60. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 37. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday with daytime.